That Naturopathic Podcast. TNP.
Hello there.
Hi, and thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Michelle Pobega, naturopathic doctor.
And I'm Dr. David Miller, ND, and we hear your frustrations. This show is for you.
This show is for you if you're feeling like your current healthcare strategy is not getting to the root cause or the underlying reasons for your health.
This show is for you if you've been told that you're fine, but you definitely don't feel very well.
This show is for you if you're walking out of your doctor's office with 1, 2, 3, 4, or even 5 medications without any mention of diet, lifestyle, or a long-term game plan.
This show is for you if you've got several specialists taking care of you, but no one is really putting all the pieces together.
This show is for you if you believe that health should be part of healthcare. These problems have solutions.
We know it.
Our patients know it.
And we want you to know it.
Naturopathic medicine is a solution that you should know about.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of That Naturopathic Podcast. Dr. David Miller here, naturopathic doctor. I want to talk just a quick episode today, solo episode, about a fairly reliable use for a homeopathic remedy. So I'm sure I've lost, some people at that point of saying the word homeopathy. Hopefully I didn't lose all of you. I think I'm pretty clear about the idea of being as reliable and getting as reproducible sort of interventions, naturopathic or otherwise, whatever. I don't care what kind of medicine it is. Like, we need, it's ideal to have a reproducible, reliable intervention, right? Homeopathy often doesn't provide that, but oftentimes it does. And I think that's not the fault of homeopathy. That's the fault of the way that we implement homeopathy. So I won't go into like a philosophical tirade too much about, the necessity for a reevaluation of homeopathy rather than cancel culturing it. And just saying it's absolutely without any merit. I mean, that's just, I think, arrogant. So what I think we should do is get better at prescribing remedies. And another situation where it might be a better idea or a more suitable idea to use a homeopathic is when the origin of the dysfunction or the origin of the symptom or the problem, it's sort of like, well, we don't have something good to treat it anyway. So what I was going to talk about today is a remedy that I recently have used with another patient for insomnia after like as a part of grieving the loss of a loved one. And so this homeopathic remedy is called Ignatia Iamara. It's in the same family as Nux Vomica, the Loganaceae family. And so it has, if you look at the traditional use of it, that's almost the only reason I use it. And it's sort of like the breakup remedy, the disappointment remedy, the sort of overwhelmed with grief remedy, that sort of initial stage of shock from losing someone or a breakup, disappointment in love. So I'm talking about like a kind of emotional state here, which can then have, other manifestations. I can think of another patient from about three or four years ago. This patient had a lot of dry mouth syndrome. She had like chronic dry mouth, which came on after losing again a loved one. And it wasn't like a big surprise, a loss of a loved one, but it was the loss of a loved one. And that is when the symptoms started. So we've got all these like sort of psychosomatic conditions here that, I mean, look, they're really hard to treat. What are you going to do otherwise? So I actually think I've used it. I've subsequently used Ignatia for dry mouth and burning mouth syndrome. And, It has been helpful in a couple of cases, but the more sort of important fact in looking at Ignatia as a whole is that it came on after grief, sudden. Well, it wasn't sudden in that case, but yeah, it comes on after grief. So there's like an emotional initiation of symptoms. And it's fairly reliable. And that may not sound amazing, but what else are you going to do when you've got insomnia that is after during a grieving period? It's very important to treat that. Do you want to start a long-term use of some sort of pharmaceutical with, you know, dubious sort of safety profile, especially when it's a kind of situational grief where it's normal to grieve, it's normal to have sorrow. It's not like a pathology, but you know, it gets to be hard on your system, difficult for you to live a good sort of day-to-day life if you're not sleeping, for example, or if you've got burning mouth that stops you from eating. Like, eating and sleeping, come on guys, those are pretty important. So I think this is a good example of a remedy that we should get a little bit more acquainted with and okay with using in situations where the conditions are sort of aligned with what the traditional use was, and that is it's for sadness, grief, disappointment. Remedy is Ignatia Iamara. I would usually use it in a 30C or a 200C potency, and I would only use it in as much as it's needed. So that's generally the way I use these remedies. Is, you know, you could take one dose of the remedy, and if that's enough to get you to sleep and you don't ever, you know, need it again, then that's enough. The remedies somehow, there's somehow like a kind of little packet of information that teaches our body, it teaches our body whatever it needs to learn to recover and recoup. So if you don't need to use it, you don't use it anymore. It's not like you don't have to take it repeatedly if you don't need to. But in the case of the burning mouth syndrome patient, if I think about that case, I believe this person used it more than once a week for quite some time, but it gave relief. You know, it gave relief, and for something that is very inexpensive, has possibly the lowest risk profile of any kind of intervention. Yeah, we don't understand how they work perfectly, but I'm okay with not understanding every single thing about every single thing. So I think it's important to know about this remedy and how to apply it instead of just, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to homeopathy and saying all homeopathy is dumb and not, you know, able to be applied in certain circumstances. It makes sense. You know, I've said this analogy before with homeopathy, like, you know, if you're a soccer player or whatever, if you simply have to head the ball down to a teammate, you head the ball down to them. You don't do a overhead bicycle kick, right? It's unnecessary complexity to get the job done. And so homeopathy seems a bit like that sometimes. Sometimes there are simpler solutions, but this is one instance, I think, where it's not like you can just take some vitamin C or the latest phytonutrient or even, you know, I mean, you could go on some pharmaceutical, right? But is that the long-term solution you want to be on? I don't even know if it's ethical to do so. So very practical, very inexpensive, and fairly reliable. Ignatia Iamara for cases in which there's some grief, disappointment, loss of a loved one, etc., which leads to some sort of effect on probably the nervous system, which can manifest in many different ways. The latest, which I've got some clinical confirmation, is there's problems with sleep after, and then prior to that, like I said, I've seen it, burning mouth syndrome specifically. But yeah, basically, if your nervous system is in a bit of a bad way after something like that, then think of this remedy. Okay, hopefully that's one of those reliable remedies that you can put in your home kit, or if you're a practitioner, keep that one on hand, because it'll get used. Thanks so much for listening. Take care.